Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. Several times in the past 2 weeks, I've read and heard something similar. Be sure to share what you think, because what is obvious to you may be new to someone else. It's easy to be cynical about this in the creative fields because there's so much free and paid information and documentation online. Surely everyone knows this, I tell myself before committing myself to the embarrassment of sharing what is known by everyone. Fortunately, I had multiple conversations this week that challenge what I've been telling myself. What is known to me is mind-blowing to others. Chances are you are falling into this trap as well. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/434. If you've been at your job for any stretch of time, there is most likely a ton of stuff that you know, take for granted, and assume other people know too. The other day I was in a call and we ended up having an impromptu conversation around lighting. And I quickly said, you know, you can buy daylight temperature light bulbs. This was something that was so obvious to me, but to the person that I was talking to, it was a mind-blowing statement. Really? Yeah, you can do that. You can buy something that is balanced to blend in with the lighting that's coming from outside. When I look at what I've stored in my brain over the last 4 decades, there's a lot of stuff in there. There's trivia, stories, songs. I used to have the song order and runtime of every Metallica album memorized. Now, I probably should have spent more time on my calculus homework, but for some reason, I needed to remember the length of And Justice for All versus To Live is to Die. And I think the difference is about 4 seconds. I had to look after I wrote this, but what was obvious to teenager Chris is now new to me. So there you go. So as I'm thinking about this idea of obvious to me, new to you, or obvious to you, new to me, there's a few things that you can do to start thinking about whether you shut yourself down to put things out in the world because you're afraid other people know this already. So the first thing that you can do is simply ask yourself, well, what do you know? Do you know filmmaking techniques? Do you know software? Do you know programming? Do you know how to make audio sound great in Adobe Audition? By making a record of everything that you know, you can start paying attention to what you want to share. But here's the interesting thing. What do you know is different than what is obvious to you. I can know a lot about drawing, but drawing is not obvious to me because I don't have the skills to back up my knowledge. And so what is obvious to you is knowledge put into practice over and over and over again. So my abilities to use Adobe Premiere or Adobe Audition is so second nature to me that it's obvious to me, yet when I explain what I'm doing to other people, it blows their minds. And there's probably things in your job that is the same for you. But here's the third question. How can you share it with people? Can this be part of a podcast? Can it be a newsletter? Can it be a YouTube channel? Because as you start considering putting this information out in the world to help other people, the sharing of knowledge can become a part of your brand. When you are considering what is known versus what is obvious, eventually you're going to come to this conversation of value. Yes, there is so much free information out there. At what point do you start getting paid for it? And I want to have a quick conversation around value, because I've often thought about what is the value of knowledge? What is the value of all of the stuff I know, especially when people do give so much away for free now? And when I think about value, if you don't know how to do something and I'm able to help you, that's valuable. By assuming that everyone knows what I know, even though it's really impossible to believe that, I'm making it harder to be of value to someone else. See, the value is found in the possibility of discovery and learning. Let me take this from a different perspective. If you share something that is obvious to you, but new to me, I have an opportunity to grow in ways that I didn't plan. And that's extremely valuable. What would have happened if you didn't share that and instead said, "Oh, I'm sure everyone knows this already"? Well, I wouldn't have learned. I can make the case that I might have found something else to learn, but chances are I would have stayed the same, status quo. Here's the interesting thing. In my head right now, I'm hearing this question. Well, what are the quantitative benefits of sharing what is known with people who might not know? What is the size of the audience? Who is the audience? I don't naturally think this way, but deep down inside, there is part of me that wants to know the quantitative benefits. I want to know the numbers. I want to know the percentages of change and the percentages of value and all the stuff that I am not blessed with. For people who love to measure and track the performance with the target audience in order to validate the value, I'm sure there are multiple systems and frameworks to explore and assist you with this information. But for me, I quickly shut that voice up, because the reality is this. Keep sharing, because one day you might just change someone's life with what you put out into the world. More importantly, keep listening to what others are putting out into the world, because one day your life might be changed because someone took the time, energy, and put thought into sharing what was obvious to them. There's a phrase, knowledge is power. But knowledge is power only if we remove the expectations that knowledge must always be novel and original. The thing about knowledge is that in order for it to live on and be timeless, we have to realize that knowledge is not a business proposition. Knowledge is not a unique value proposition either. Knowledge is fuel for the fire of our lives. It can change our minds and transform our hearts, but only if we get past the silence that what is obvious in our brains provokes in our minds. If we don't take action and put stuff out there that is known and obvious to us so that we can help others, we are removing value from other people's lives. So what do you want to put out into the world? What are you wanting to share, but you think that it's already known? I think it might be time to reconsider what you're putting out there and just do it. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.